Once upon a time, okay, the 1700s, there was a Swedish botanist named Carl Linnaeus. Linnaeus became obsessed with creating binomial nomenclature for every living thing, inventing two words per creature, arbitrarily using Latin and Greek. The guy was on the spectrum for sure. Obsession drove him to publish Systema Naturae in 1758. Amazingly enough, many of the names he invented exist to this day. We live in a fishy kind of place, so here are some formal fish monikers, though I will not vouch for my pronunciation of Latin or Greek. Atlantic cod, Goddess Morhua. Goddess is Latin for fish, cod being the quintessential expression. Morhua is our kind of cod. Lobster, Homarus Americanus. Homarus comes via Latin for lobster, the Americanus tag, to indicate that the Northeast big claw, hard shell version is our true national standard. Quahog, Mercenaria Mercenaria. Linnaeus knew Native Americans used wampum as currency, among other things, and wampum came from quahog shell. So he created this name as a mercantile exchange. Money, money. Halibut. Hippoglossus, hippoglossus. Hippo means horse in Greek, and glossa means tongue. Again offered twice, an apt description and emphasis for this big flat fish. Jonah crab. Cancer, borealis. Cancer is Latin for crab, also used then as now. The shape of tumors suggested crabs. Borealis means northern, as in aurora borealis, lights in northern skies. Green crab, Carcinus maenas. The fun part is that maenas translates as frenzied, crazy, raving, deriving from the Maenads, Greek women known to get drunk and crazy, followers of Dionysius. For those who know green crab behavior, this makes sense. Bay scallop, Argopecten eradiens. Argo is Jason's mythical Greek ship with Argonauts on board, perhaps chosen because these bivalves propel through the water. Pecten is Latin for comb, as they look. Eradiance is to shine or radiate, as they do in the water. Sea scallop, Placopecten marginalicus. Pecten comb shows up for another scallop, while placo means flat, so a flat comb. Magellan was a Portuguese explorer, as in the Magellan Straits. How this relates to scallops is a mystery to me. Atlantic salmon, Salmo salar. Salmo is Latin for salmon, and salar means to leap. Makes sense to anyone who has seen a salmon run. Atlantic surf clam, Spisula solidissima. Spisula is genus for bivalves. Solidissima is Latin meaning hard or solid, which is true about these shells. And so, all this said, you might still ask, what's in her name? I'd say a lot.